The World Health Organization has confirmed a monkeypox outbreak with new cases every single day. Is this the next plandemic? Let's take a look. This is Beyond the Cover with your host, Gary Benoit, and today we have with us Rebecca Terrell. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gary. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, Rebecca. Now, you just finished writing an article entitled Monkeypox, the Next Plandemic, that will appear in the June 27 issue of the New American Magazine. Rebecca,
yes,
let's start off with this question. What is the latest regarding regarding monkeypox?
Well, what we know from the World Health Organization is that they are reporting this is a rather unprecedented outbreak. They're seeing a fast spread of monkeypox. Normally, it is a condition that does not spread very quickly because it requires close contact, and that it is spreading. It's popping up in a lot of non-endemic areas. Usually monkeypox is relegated to the shores of Africa and to particular countries in Africa. We've only witnessed multi-country outbreaks a few times in the past, international outbreaks, international to Africa. So, and this particular, I'll quote, Rosamond Lewis, who is the World Health Organization's technical lead for monkeypox. She told CNN recently that what they're seeing now is very, very different. They're seeing a lot of cases popping up in a relatively short period of time, and that indicates that what they're dealing with here is an unusual variant. Now, we need to be careful because we're hearing this from the World Health Organization. And for those of us in the know about what's gone on with COVID, we take what comes from the World Health Organization with a grain of salt because of their reaction to what happened to COVID and all the destruction, the lives and livelihoods that were destroyed by all of the measures that they recommended. Lockdowns, the economic destruction that's resulted from those, the fact that all of the quarantining of the healthy did not do anything to stop the spread. So now we're talking about this new to most of us. I don't think monkeypox is something that most people had ever heard of before, but in the past, it has been something like chickenpox. You have flu-like symptoms at first, chills, body aches, fever, and then a few days later you break out with this rash. Now, in the mainstream media, you're going to hear that monkeypox has an infection fatality rate of something like 10%. That's just not true. That's extreme exaggerating in reporting. There are two variants or clades of monkeypox, the Congo Basin clade and the West African clade. The latter is much less virulent than the former. The Congo Basin clade has seen in the past infection fatality rates of up to 10%, but that's not what's circulating the world right now. It is the West African variant. Now you can have, or the West African clade, you can have minor variations in the genetic sequence of these clades, and that's what they're saying has happened now with this currently circulating clade. We do have research, confirmed research from the Portuguese National Institute of Health, that they have identified this viral genome. They do know that it is the West African clade, but it has some significant differences from any other virus they've ever identified in the past. They didn't outright say this, but Dr. Robert Malone, who is famous as the mRNA vaccine pioneer, has done an analysis, a layman's analysis of the research that was published by the Portuguese National Institutes of Health. And he explains that what they have described, the likelihood of it happening by itself in nature is really, you have a better chance of winning the lottery. He said it looks a lot like this could be lab engineered, not necessarily for lethality, but engineered to be able to hop from person to person to person a lot more easily than ever before. And we do know, too, just a few days after the first report of monkeypox in Europe, Bill Gates' vaccine alliance called Gavi came out with a warning about this five things you need to know about this deadly disease. Well, first of all, that title right there is inflammatory. Calling it a deadly disease is just yellow journalism at its finest. But it is not something that has this high rate of mortality. Right now, the WHO is reporting hundreds of cases worldwide. Listen to what they're saying, though. They're not reporting any deaths. If there were these high mortality rates, we'd already be seeing that in the hundreds of cases that they're reporting worldwide. WHO is already calling, they are already saying, well, it's not as serious as COVID, so we're not going to have to react to such extreme measures. Again, listen to that verbiage. They're saying we will if we have to. And we know, too, the cover story in this issue of our magazine, it's brilliantly written by Alex Newman, about the WHO's power grab. The Biden administration is working right now to cede say-so over our public health policies completely over to the World Health Organization. So they're saying right there, well, if this gets bad, then we'll just pull the plug on your lives again, and you'll be at our mercy.
Now, you're referring to the monkeypox situation. In your article, you use the terminology, or use the phrase plandemic as opposed to pandemic. So are you using the phrase or the word plandemic because you want to suggest that it may have been manufactured? Or are you saying, well, maybe it was really out there to begin with, but it's being exploited for a purpose?
Right. And I don't know. It could have been lab engineered. It might not have been. And I'm not saying either way, because there's no way I would know. But we do know that in regard to COVID, the insiders had played three different germ games in 2017, 2018, and 2019.
Okay. Now, what do you mean by insiders? You're talking about the globalists?
Yes, the globalists, Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum and people from various organizations such as the Munich Security Conference and the Nuclear Threat Initiative and all of the depopulationist agenda type organizations that have been involved in these international planning germ games. 2017, 2018, and 2019, all three of those games read like playbooks for COVID-19, what came out. In fact, two of them specifically named coronaviruses that came from Asia. The other one in 2018 was a respiratory virus that was lab engineered using CRISPR technology. So all of these germ games so spelled out what happened with COVID. We have to realize, too, they've also been playing germ games with smallpox and monkeypox. Now, the two viruses that cause those two diseases are very closely related. They're in the same genus. That doesn't mean that monkeypox is as lethal as smallpox. Smallpox is very dangerous, very deadly. But that's the point. We need to be concerned that these same people who planned COVID or seemed to have planned COVID have also been playing these germ game drills with smallpox.
Right.
Bill Gates has been mentioning smallpox for years, and that's why when COVID hit, my first reaction was, I'm surprised it wasn't smallpox, because he's been mentioning it over and over. If you follow him, he mentions it all the time, and they have germ games about it. They had one in 2001 called Dark Winter, where, you know, it just devastated the world. They had one in 2005 called Atlantic Storm. Smallpox just spread like wildfire. It had been lab engineered by terrorists. Then just earlier this year, we found out that they had a monkeypox virus germ game that they held just a few weeks before this current monkeypox, or I should say a few months before this current monkeypox multi-country outbreak occurred. Even more strange than that is the fact that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the same lab implicated in gain-of-function research regarding the coronavirus, they've been monkeying around with this monkeypox virus in order to develop a PCR test to identify the infection in people. Now, the man who invented the PCR technology and won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1993 for that technology, Dr. Curie Mullis, he said back then, this is not a diagnostic tool because they were trying back then to use it to diagnose AIDS. He said, you can't do that. You can't use it for that. And he's gone now, unfortunately, but I'm sure he would say the same thing about COVID and also about monkeypox virus. But now they're calling PCR the gold standard of testing for orthopox viruses. That's the umbrella term that includes monkeypox as well as cowpox and camelpox and smallpox and a whole lot of poxes. So they're calling it the gold standard. Okay. And Wuhan developed that test for monkeypox. Why? How they must have a crystal ball.
Well, let's go back to the germ games that you were talking about. And I remember one in particular, Event 201. Mm-hmm. And they were looking at scenarios as to how they would respond in the event of a pandemic.
Yep.
And Event 201 specifically dealt with a coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Can you describe the scenario that they came up with for responding to the coronavirus? Describe that in comparison to what happened in reality when we actually had a pandemic.
Sure. Well, I can just, I'll just read that real quickly because it is, again, it just reads like a COVID-19 playbook. It was a hypothetical novel Chinese coronavirus. It required a globally coordinated health policy. It included censorship of misinformation. It included lockdowns, global lockdowns. It destroyed the economy. There was massive economic disruption. There was total surveillance. There were vaccine passports and vaccine mandates. And the world was flooded with this authoritative propaganda. And what resulted from that was all of these recommendations to vastly expand the power of the World Health Organization and NATO and the European Union and all of these multinational organizations that completely destroy our national sovereignty and take away our power to have say-so over our own health policies.
Right. Now, supposedly, coronavirus is waning. It no longer commands headlines, but now we have the monkeypox. Do you see a similar scenario? Do you see lockdowns and other authoritarian controls being imposed with the pretext of trying to stop monkeypox?
Well, they're already saying that they're going to start anyone who is highly susceptible will be able to get the smallpox vaccine throughout history. We know that the smallpox vaccine is extremely dangerous. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's not even allowed to be used under normal circumstances because there are a lot of negative repercussions from it and a lot of deaths from it. But I think that they might be priming us for a smallpox outbreak later. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I know that sounds a little bit crazy to say, but after COVID, really, the sky's the limit on these type speculations. So, I just think that we need to have our heads up and our eyes open and watch what they're doing, especially in regard to these germ games, because they're really, really showing their hand.
Right. Now, even though there are things we don't know, there are things we do know. And of course, we know what already happened, and we know how the coronavirus scare or COVID-19 scare has been used to impose controls to the extent where people could not even go to church. They had to shutter their businesses unless they were a big box store or big corporations such as Amazon. People were required to wear masks and so forth. And now we see that we could have a repeat of all that. And the I think the big question, and maybe this should be the final question for you, Rebecca, because we are running out of time, but the big question is, why? Why is this happening, and what are the people who are the architects of these policies, what are they trying to accomplish, and of course, what can the American people do about it?
Well, I think that the deep state goal is this one world government. We're seeing everything moving in that direction. We're seeing anyone who pushes back against their agenda being labeled as a conspiracy theorist or a freak, mm-hmm. or, you know, and being also threatened. You know, if you didn't get the vaccine, then you were threatened with not being able to live your life. You know, what can people do about it? We still have control of our country, and we have control of the ballot box. We need to make sure that we elect federal officials, state officials, local officials, who all of them take an oath to uphold the Constitution. We need to elect people who are serious about that oath and willing to do the unpopular thing and protect our national sovereignty.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. And we are going to include a link in the description to this video where people can order the issue of the magazine that will include not only your article, which by itself I believe is worth the cost of the issue, but also the cover story that you referred to regarding the WHO by Alex Newman. So thank you very much.
Thank you.